Here they are again. Two fat people who need help. Cliff and Kendall.
Cliff and Kendall, Cliff and Kendall, Cliff and Kendall.
And Charles Lindbergh is a woman?
Yep.
Matt.
Oh, hold on. Whoa, here we are.
Oh, hey, here we are, Cliff.
Sorry, my booth, I slammed into the side of it over here, and we started wobbling.
Yeah,
and
we felt it shake.
Sorry.
I started to say, when in Rome.
When in Greece.
We're in Athens, Greece this week. Not the musical Greece.
I'm glad. I prefer the city, or whatever the country.
I prefer the city Greece.
I prefer the country Greece. I prefer the substance Greece over the musical Greece. Do you love the musical Greece?
Kind of do.
Okay. It's fine. You can feel free to love it.
I love it.
Love it loud and proud.
I was the teen angel in Greece, Cliff.
You went to a high school to do it, but you weren't in high school.
Exactly,
right?
Okay. Yes. And then I was arrested. No, I'm kidding.
Just a cool guy returning to high school.
Mm-hmm, that's what my mom said.
doing the play, the musical.
Anyway, how did this turn on me?
I'm just sharing life tidbits.
Let's not talk about my ruins. Let's talk about these ruins.
Tell us about them.
Well, we're set up here at the Acropolis. A lot of ruins. We're set up here at the Acropolis in Greece. We're overlooking the Parthenon.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, I've run so many marathons in my life. I said I wanted to come here because, you know, the runner ran from marathon to here in Greece to tell them the victory of the war was over. So that's why we're here.
Oh, okay. Well, you know, in town, Charles the contractor, he kept challenging citizens to Olympic events. And they didn't ever know what he was saying, and he was like trying to show them, like,
booger throwing is not an Olympic event. I keep telling him that.
Kendall, you're just a sore loser.
Well, just can all be winners.
Just because you can't fling a booger.
My strengths lie in other places.
One day we'll figure out where those are.
It's not this topic, but we're talking about soups and salads. Those healthy alternatives to the bad things we order on the menu.
Oh my goodness, you are correct. I feel like I'm situated wrong in the booth.
You actually should be out there on the other side of that door.
Oh
man, sorry. Sorry, I got a little ribby there. What did you used to say?
Roast.
Roasting. Got a little ribby. Roasting to roasting.
You were ribby for my pleasure.
Oh,
Kendall, it's a salad and soup episode.
Oh, it is.
Here in Greece.
Now, do we have any soup or salad?
Not
Greek salad
me.
Or.
Now, what's in a Greek salad?
A Greek salad has, it's very Mediterranean, it has feta cheese,
okay.
It has olives.
Olives, I assume.
Red onions, lettuce. All right. Look at this expert over here on lettuce and salads.
Sounds horrible.
Well, I didn't say I wanted
it. Have you ordered any since we've been here?
No, I didn't see a waiter.
Oh, I can't eat. Why do we have to do the show about salad? I cannot even talk about how fat I am. But, okay, let's talk about soup. What about soup?
It's a nice chunky fattening soup, like broccoli cheddar.
That's got broccoli in it. That's got to be healthy.
No, it's not. It's cheese, mostly cheese with little bits of green specks. Like they chopped up one broccoli and threw it in there.
Oh.
I'm just so worried, though.
Oh, there's no reason to worry.
There's no reason to worry.
What's going on, Mrs. Butterbutterbutter? Oh, dear, you know that I'm singing my solo for the church here in less than half an hour.
Oh, and I told you we've been working before the show. We've been, harmonizing and practicing. I think you're going to be great.
Oh, dear, I'm just so nervous. That part where it goes, then sing some
Savior God
to thee.
That's
I don't
perfect.
Have that depth, dear, to get the nonsense.
Amazing. Oh, beautiful. I moved to tears just by that little part.
Look at all those people out there clapping. They heard you. tears.
Oh, no, they're clapping because Charles the Contractor sanded on his head.
Oh, Charles.
Now, don't you worry, because in about half an hour, we're going to FaceTime with your choir back in Busheltown.
Oh, dare you? Sure, it's going to work.
It's going to work. Yeah. Kendall's been FaceTiming with Susan all day. He keeps asking her if those smells are coming from the top or the bottom. And, yeah, so it's going to be fine.
Oh, dear, I'm panicking. I think I might go lay down for a moment and try to get some of this anxiety away.
Oh, let's go do some breathing exercises, Sugarloaf.
Oh, dear, that's a wonderful idea. She's going to be wonderful.
Of course she will. It's not even a question.
What are we talking about?
Salad.
Oh, and soup. Soup is what we're talking about.
Now, do you know this? Shakespeare hated soup so much.
Oh, yeah? How much did he hate it?
The word soup doesn't even occur in any of Shakespeare's plays or sonnets.
Well, aren't there many words that don't ever appear in his plays?
No. And if you ever go see...
Soup is the only one.
And if you ever go see a production of Hamlet and they are eating soup, I want you to get up and... storm out of that theater.
All right,
you
I
know
will.
It's not true.
I'm like, this is not historically accurate.
Not accurate. Shakespeare hated soup.
Well, it's good to know. But, yeah. You know, Americans eat 10 billion bowls of soup each year.
A piece?
Well, that's what we eat. Cliff, do you, like, find yourself a lot, like, going to restaurants and wanting soup? Because you think, well, at least that's a little healthier than, like, a, you know, something real substantial. But it they never have a vegetarian soup?
Well, often that, but then lately, and you know, because every time we've been anywhere on this ride tour, mm-hmm. I've just given up all pretense uh-huh. of ordering anything healthy, of trying to stay on any kind of a diet, and I just get whatever big fat thing they've got.
Mm-hmm.
And so I skip right over that soup section.
Okay. I've been trying to drink soup.
I commend
soup.
You.
I can't even say eat soup. It's like I didn't drink it. It's not
substantial. Well, remember when we were in college, they still make those like drinkable soups. Remember those were?
Oh my gosh.
Remember those?
Yeah. I'm sure I brought one of those to the editing room when we were
in
school.
Oh, you used to bring them. We would bring them all the time. Chicken noodles.
Mm-hmm. We thought we were being real good.
We were. Those were the day. Kendall, did you know anyone who tells a lie has not a pure heart and cannot make a good soup? And guess who said that?
Who said it?
I'm going to give you three options to see if you can guess.
Okay. Well, give me one moment here.
I got to give you options first.
Was it Beethoven?
No! Oh, you bitch. I was trying to bring a little drama into the show.
Drama.
Make it exciting for the listeners for once out of 500 episodes. But no. All right, it's fine.
Why start now?
There's no reason.
Cliff, did you know February 4th is National Homemade Soup Day?
I did.
Did you?
I did. I'm
Do you often... always make yourself a bowl of soup on February 4th?
I make a whole pot.
Oh, good.
Then I put a little bit in a bowl at a time. Kendall, what I do is that, as I told you. But get this. Are you ready for this?
I'm waiting.
You just told us what Beethoven had to say about soup. But get this. Giuseppe Verdi, opera composer, he is said to have had a bowl of noodle soup when he felt in need of inspiration. So if any of you are out there trying to like come up with an opera to write, noodle soup.
Maybe we should have a bowl before the show starts every week.
I probably should have had some today. But at that Grecian restaurant, there was just nothing. There was no noodle soup on the menu.
Now look, the reason I know that's true is because Andy Warhol, when they asked him why he painted a soup can, that kind of soup can, he said, well, that was his lunch for every day for 20 years. See how much it worked for him.
It worked for him. Worked for him.
All right.
Now, you were just mad at Charles the Contractor this morning, right? You were extra mad.
Well, yeah, if I was awake, then yes.
No, it was not really his fault. He was using that pet egg, and he was scraping his feet, and then it accidentally blew all over your cereal, and you didn't notice until after you'd already eaten it and washed the bowl.
I'll just shut down there for a second. You talking about it, I just relived it all again.
It just happened. Just one of those things.
If you hear something weird.
No, I know you don't,
but that's the only thing I could think to say at the moment.
I want to match with a host.
All right, let's match.
All right.
Ooh, man, I threw up in my mouth and then swallowed it. Everything's fine now.
Oh, did we leave our tuning fork in here in the booth?
No, all I have is this salad fork and this this pasta fork. Is that it?
I have a pizza fork and a pie fork.
Yes, sir, I have it!
Oh, apparently not. They have a little eating fork, though. So.
Wait a minute, dear. Here it is. Paul's had it sticking it up his nose.
Oh, God.
Get a wet wipe.
If he has a little egg thing in his hand, stay away from him, please.
Okay. Right. So at least they found that tuning fork. I was getting worried.
I was too. All right, host match, Cliff.
I'm going to match this other host in here, all right? How about that?
You talking to me? I must be, because I'm the only host here.
All right, so our goal is to match our responses, okay?
Okay.
All right. In the torture chamber, one torturer said to the other, "You know, this prisoner that we're torturing sure is nice. He just told me he hopes his blank doesn't disturb us."
One, two, three, farts.
Oh, screams.
I changed. I started to say screams of torture, and I thought, no, you wouldn't go that.
So you went right for farts. All right, here we go. Kendall, it's all right.
I was thinking like the listeners, like, oh, he'd probably say farts or belches.
You know, if you'd been thinking about the listeners, you would have said, let's just stop this whole show right now. Kendall, why did the cannibal eat Cliff and Kendall? Because he likes the blank best out of the whole human body.
Okay, one, two, three. Big funny bone.
Stomach. Oh.
But funny bone was pretty funny.
All right, here we go. Here's another. 110-year... Now, Kendall, the object of this is to match.
Oh!
Is to have a host match.
I told you we need a longer description time in the beginning of these segments.
I know. You're always fighting for that. Kendall, 110-year-old Mr. Finkelberry says to the doctor, he says, "Doc, I'm getting married again. So before I go on my honeymoon, just to be safe, you better give me a blank."
Okay, one, two, three. A shot.
Vitamin shot. There we go.
We got it. We matched.
Sure.
I thought, no, he wouldn't say shot.
I don't really know what would have been good there. But that's what we did. That's what happened.
So. Bang.
Bang. Better give me a bang. Kendall, Tammy said, "I just enrolled in a weight loss program. I don't think it's going very good, though."
I know how you feel, Tammy.
"Its chief instructor is blank."
One, two, three.
Cliff and Kendall. There you go.
Finally.
All right, finally. Speaking of finally.
Uh-huh.
Finally, Kendall. Stupid Stuart.
See when I got the rules down?
Stupid Stuart was so stupid.
How stupid was he?
When he ordered a shrimp cocktail, he also asked for a blank.
One, two, three.
A designated driver.
That's not stupid.
You would want tartar sauce. You're going to want tartar sauce or cocktail sauce.
Kendall was so stupid that when he heard cocktail, he thought, oh, cocktail. In my defense, I really did think funny bone was something that you might say. I thought that was funny. I thought it was good. It had a bone in it. I thought it was like kind of had an extra little.
Had a little oomph, a little extra oomph.
Whatever.
All right, well, listen, during the commercial, I'm going to go out and help Mrs. Potter Butter Butter and run her scales, okay?
Okay.
All right.
I'm just going to go help Charles fall off this cliff.
Now, Kendall, spread love in this time of uncertainty.
Okay. We'll be right back after this.
All right. Now, repeat after me. Perfect.
Don't touch that dial. Cliff and Kendall will be right back after this.
Hey, wish you owned a truck full of gas? Well, now you can own a car full of gas mileage. The incredible Datsun 210 hatchback. It's the highest gas mileage car you can buy. Number one. So why pour your money down the tank? Buy a Datsun.
Put your money in the bank, not in the tank. Buy a Datsun.
To save you money.
Forget your troubles. Come on, get flabby. Welcome back to Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast.
All right.
sorry. I'm so sorry.
Kendall started the recording button over here. And
well, you said let's sing. I thought you were ready to sing. Welcome back.
It's totally fine. Sorry. But Mrs. Butter 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 Charlie, yes. You're doing an excellent job on this solo. I just cannot wait for your choir to hear it.
Oh, well, thank you so much. I'm so excited and terrified at the same time.
Oh, no need to be terrified. Oh, you're going to blow their socks off, dear.
Oh, dear, let's hope that's the only thing blowing, dear.
Oh, my.
Whoa.
All right, well, the answer is blowing in the wind, and the answer is, do you want to hear something weird?
Yes, dear. I'm so excited.
Great.
You know, I always want to hear something weird, Cliff. I'm always asking you to give me something.
Oh, I think this is a good idea. I think it'll take Mrs. Butterturn's mind off of this very important solo she's about to sing.
Dear, it was gone until you brought it up again.
Oh, no. Oh, sorry about that, dear.
It's okay, dear.
All right, so let's just go ahead and get started.
All right, yes.
And do you want to start? Should I start?
Sure, I'll start.
I'm going to definitely win, but if you want to start.
Win the first person to lose. Okay. Police in Oregon.
Nothing too controversial.
Police in Oregon were in a slimy situation on Thursday after a truck carrying 7,500 pounds of live hagfish failed to stop at a construction site and spilled its contents onto the highway and on surrounding cars. The police and the fire departments have pictures on Twitter of the accident. And according to Associated Press, the truck driver failed to stop at a construction site, which one of the containers of hagfish toppled all over the land in the opposite lane and triggered a four-car pileup. And the container's wiggling content sloshed on some of the vehicles involved in the crash. No humans sustained major injuries. Isn't that weird?
I think that they should not call
them a bunch of hagfish.
Hagfish? That's not a nice name for
it's
a fish.
It's not, dear. Unfortunately, it was claimed a long time ago, though.
Why not just like a homely fish?
They're more like eels anyway.
Oh, don't talk about eels. You know, they make my bowels very upset.
Dear, I'm so sorry. I didn't mean to bring it up.
I remember when y'all ate those eels that time and his bowels got so
dear,
upset.
There he goes.
Sorry about that. Cliffy
said not to bring it up.
Sorry. Whoops. All right, here we go. Here's the weird one for you.
All right.
That was just a bunch of fish all over the road. Here's the weird one.
Fishy.
Kendall. A workman trapped inside a cash machine was forced to pass handwritten notes through the receipt slot to summon help. Oh, guys, customers thought it was a joke.
Oh, no.
Oh, terrible news.
Well, he became stuck when changing a lock to the room that leads into the back of the ATM. And the lieutenant, Chris Hopper, he said apparently he left his cell phone and his keys out in the truck. Oh my gosh, guys, when he realized he was trapped with no way to communicate, he resorted to sliding notes through the slot. One read, please help, I'm stuck in here and don't have my phone. Please call my boss.
Oh god, that sounds like something I would have done.
And that's why I shared it, but isn't that weird?
Oh, it's so weird.
It's weird. Have any of you ever gone to an ATM and been given a note from inside it that somebody was trapped inside?
No,
not me, boy.
Not me as well.
All right, well, that proves its weirdness.
The only notes I get at ATM saying, you are out of cash.
Not. Kendall, we've all been to your house in the South Bushelltown suburbs.
All right, whatever. Cliverosa.
Whatever.
Dominguez is one seriously fortunate teen.
Oh, what a fortunate teen.
That's a wonderful story, dear. Oh, hold on, that's not all.
That'd be a good song. It ain't me. I ain't no fortunate teen, yeah.
And guys, she hit the lottery when she was 19 year old. Oh my God, you know what I'm trying to say?
Yes.
She won $655,555.
How many cents?
No cents. Just like us. And then, Cliff, she stopped at a gas station in Paso Robles to pick up a few scratchers.
Mm-hmm.
And what do you know? She won again.
Oh, what wonderful luck she must have.
She won $100,000. She won it sounded weird at the time.
I can see where you might have at one point thought that was weird, but you were wrong.
I thought it was weird because I haven't won it once.
You know, gambling is just a huge waste of money, boys.
I'm sorry, I had to close my ears for that one.
Oh, I'm don't so get us started.
I'm so sorry.
Way to go, Kendall.
I'm sorry.
All right, now here's a real weird story, all right?
All right, dear, let's hear some weird
news. And let's, I can tell we're all starved for it.
We are, quite frankly.
All right, here we go. Police in Georgia. They said a man... Oh, sorry.
We're off to a good start.
It's so hot in the booth in the Acropolis. The sun at this moment is coming straight. Do y'all feel this?
Oh, yes, dear. It's
all right.
Very toasty.
Sorry, my bowels are getting a bit warm.
Feels like our room when Mr. Snotbottom turns the heat on at night.
You love it, dear. You know you love when your tootsies are toasty.
Oh, my.
All right. Police in Georgia said a man stopped for driving faster than 100 miles per hour.
Whoa.
Gave officers an unsatisfying excuse, guys. He was just trying to use a speed-based Snapchat filter.
Weird. Technology is killing our youth.
Yes, it is. The officer wrote in an incident report that he witnessed the vehicle change lanes and go off fast. And I said then he was driving in such a manner because he was attempting to take a picture using a Snapchat app on his phone. Oh, my.
I'm not liking that story.
Goodness, that is a weird story, right?
That's a bit weird, dear.
That's terrible. Oh, I can't believe this technology. I feel like it's something in the brains of the teenagers today.
It's more terrifying of our youth than anything. Than weird. But thank you for sharing such a wonderful story.
Well, you're welcome. But don't you think...
I'll share one. Okay.
Well, I mean, mine was weirder. Snapchat or the other one. Now, the ATM was the weirdest.
Now, that's the weirdest so far, I'll say. But I've got... here we go.
All right, here we're just going to do this all day. All right, now...
Three! I saved this one for last. We're gonna do this all day. You think you're getting away from this? We are just starting. I got a lot of weird shit to talk about.
All right,
Cliff. This puppy, I don't know if you can see, was named Forest because of its color, just like from the old Broadway hit Wicked. This dog was born green. Isn't that crazy?
It was named... like Forrest Green.
Forrest Green, yeah.
I thought you meant like Forrest Gump.
Forrest Gump. That's because I said it was such a southern accent. The extremely rare occurrence, which is thought to have happened only 3 times before in the world, is caused by a bile pigment found in the placenta of the dog, and it will stain the puppy's coat. Is that not weird?
Will it be green forever?
Yes.
Yes?
Yeah, it will... It said it will, slightly go away a little bit at the beginning, but it will be green the rest of the time.
Well.
Dear, well, I think the story involving puppies is the most wonderful one there could be.
Oh, I don't know. Aren't you allergic to dogs, dear?
No, dear. That's just what I tell you.
Well, all right, fine. Kendall's reaching. He's desperate. He's bringing in a third story.
Yeah.
Let's give it to
a third story.
A green dog. All right. That's weird.
All right.
It's not easy being green. All right, so now, do you need us, Mrs. Putt? Do we need to go out and practice some more for your solo?
Yeah,
or?
You brought it back to my mind. I'm terrified.
Oh, sorry.
I can't go out there.
I can't go out there. I think you got like 7-8 minutes here.
God.
They're going to be facing.
I'm
going to
go sing some more scales, dear.
All right, go do some scales. I'm going to be right out. All right, guys.
All right, guys.
I've got to get out there pretty quick, though, Kendall.
All right, well, don't touch it, Cliff.
Don't touch that dial.
Touch it. I've told you once. I've told you 1,000 times.
Touch the dial.
No.
All
right. These are some trivia, some TV trivia clips.
All right.
Who? What?
Who?
No.
Huh?
What's Bart and Lisa Simpson's Lisa Simpson's favorite cereal?
Crustios?
Frosted Crusty Flakes.
Oh, all right.
They are crusty.
Like some other things I could mention. Whoa, my. All right, Kendall, guess what I'm about to ask you. What supporting actress clawed her way up to second billing on The Muppet Show?
Actress? Miss Piggy?
Miss Piggy!
Oh, okay.
It's time to light the music.
It's time to light the lights. Okay.
I've been drinking grapefruit juice. Have you noticed, Kendall? Because remember that grapefruit diet everybody used to go on?
Uh-huh.
I figured why not just drink a bunch of grapefruit juice on top of everything else?
You're not supposed to have anything else.
Oh.
It's not just an appetizer for the main course.
I shouldn't have had all those hot dogs earlier then.
Cliff, speaking of that, what portly sitcom star told Newsweek, I wanted to send a message about how much we mothers really do?
Roseanne.
Yeah.
Then she said she's not going to vacuum till Sears makes one she can ride on. All right, Kendall. This one you'll definitely know. What 60 Minutes anchor infiltrated rebel lines to report on Afghanistan in 1980?
Hugh Downs?
Oh,
that's 2020. You said 60 Minutes.
Yeah.
Dan Rather?
Dan Rather, Dan the man.
Yeah, I met Dan.
Did he talk about that? Did he mention it?
He was like, back it. No, no, he didn't at all.
He's like, speaking of Afghanistan behind rebel lines.
He rambled, to be honest.
Yeah.
What sci-fi series always ended with the same three words?
Oh, go to hell.
To the Twilight
Bed.
Zone.
Oh, the Twilight Zone. Oh, okay. Got it. The Twilight Zone. That was it?
That was it.
All right. Do you feel like we've entered the Twilight Zone? Like
long
a little bit.
Time ago.
A little bit. It's all the jet lag. It's traveling. These trains.
All this
boats,
weight that we're holding on.
All this weight. Oh, my God. I left just a big pile of clothes in the last city that we were in.
I left my healthiness in St. Louis.
Yeah. I didn't even remember going to St. Louis, but
I left my heart. I mean, it was San Diego, wasn't it?
San
Francisco, let's move on.
All right.
Let's move on. We got a solo to watch.
I got to get out there and help her.
I know. She's like almost crying.
No, she's not. Those are tears of excitement, I think is what they are. All right, what was the show about?
His bowels just erupted. I think it's tears of sadness from that.
Uh-oh. Well, did you know anything else about salad or soup?
Yes, I hate it.
I hate it. I don't want it. I want ice cream. I want an ice cream machine. I want the one that swirls vanilla and chocolate. And I want a whole big array of topping choices.
Me too.
Mostly crushed up Oreos. I want hot fudge. I want it all. And I want it now.
Me too.
These are my demands.
Nobody wants to know cucumbers are the highest water content of any vegetable, so let's bring on the ice cream.
I guess I saw that over there in the side of the booth. Your tablet fell, and I thought, is there a cat in this booth? I thought a cat has infiltrated the booth. We're in the Acropolis.
We're about to be attacked.
In Greece. There's so many urns. You know, they just give you an urn when you get off the airplane in Greece.
You earn it when you land.
It's included with the ticket price.
Ba-doom.
Oh, God.
Oh, is it not time for bad jokes? We got to get out of here.
We
got to go. You have a quote for us. That's what I always ask you.
I knew there was something I was waiting
There's
for.
Waiting for before we hit stop.
Let's see. Oh, yeah. All right. Soups and salads, right? All right, bread is the king of the table, and all else is merely the court that surrounds the king. The countries are the soup and the vegetables and the salad, but bread is king. And that was said by Lewis Bromfield.
That must have been the quote Dr. Atkins heard when he was like, "F this shit."
Oh, Atkins. Final. Do you have another quote?
I did until you ruined it at the beginning of the show.
Was that it? What was it?
The Lubin Bente.
Well,
I knew it.
I've got one last one from Nicki Minaj. She says, he tossed my salad like his name, Romaine.
All right.
All right.
Let us pray. Let us go watch this.
Yes. All right. So,
all right. We'll be here next week. We'll see you.
All right. She's going. There it is.
Thanks for listening to Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast. Binge listen to more episodes at cliffandkendall.blogspot.com.
Salad.
Thank you.